The ECOWAS election observation missions to Nigeria has described the general elections as being free, credible and transparent. The mission said it is of the view that notwithstanding the challenges that have characterized the electoral process, the organization can be considered as generally acceptable. The head of ECOWAS election observation mission and former president of Ghana, John Ajikum Kufuor, commended the maturity, patience and sense of civic responsibility demonstrated by the electorate. The mission's hope that the same spirit of respect for order and discipline will characterize the rest of the electoral process. He charged Nigerians to maintain the high sense of responsibility and tolerance during the remaining election period.
The mission commends Nigerians for their commitment to uphold democracy as demonstrated by their patience and civil conduct despite the postponement of elections. Amidst political and security challenges, the mission commends IGOM for measures taken to enhance the integrity and credibility of the electoral process. Equally commendable are the efforts made by the presidential candidates who have demonstrated leadership by expressing continuously their commitment to peaceful elections. We also commend the efforts of the National Peace Committee, who is headed by General Abdulkarim Abubakar. Thus far, the EU election of resolution concludes that the elections have been conducted in peaceful atmosphere within the framework that satisfactorily meets the continental and regional principles of democratic elections. The mission empowers all parties to resort to legally established channels and will call on all Nigerians, Nigerian citizens and political actors to accept the final outcomes of the poll and where they have some issues to use the legal channels that are available for such purposes.
The ECOWAS election observers, however, regret the violent incident that occurred during the election in some parts of Nigeria, which in some cases led to the loss of lives. He therefore expressed condolences to families of those who lost their lives and urged the relevant authorities to take necessary measures to avoid similar occurrences in the future. The AU election observation missions to Nigeria has also given the Nigerian election a clean sheet. Dr. Amos Sawyer is the chairman of the mission.
So, this has efforts by the relevant agencies to secure the electoral exercise. Breaches of security were recovered in some areas. ID explosion in Abaka village and at Women Technical Training Center, both in Enugu State as well as Oka in Anambra State, and at Saban Gida Primary School in Jigawa, with undetermined number of dead and injured persons. Two, shooting in Lagos State resulting in one dead and in Edo State resulting in the death of two policemen. Three, shooting in Ozoa community in Ikoyi local government area, leading to one dead. Shooting in Okigwe Motor Park 1 and 2 in Imo State, Greenwich Security Protection, was stopped the ECOWAS of silence in the area. The shortcomings highlighted above require remedial action by the authorities to further enhance the credibility of the electoral process. However, the ECOWAS mission is of the view that notwithstanding these shortcomings, the organization of the mission can be considered as generally acceptable. Despite the pocket of incidents and logistical challenges, the ECOWAS observation mission is persuaded that the general election of March 28, 2015, as well as the ongoing one, meets the basic criteria for being free and transparent. The mission also commends the enthusiasm, maturity, patience, and sense of civic responsibility demonstrated by the electorates. This shows that the same spirit of respect for order and discipline will characterize the rest of the electoral process. Voters are also urged to maintain their high sense of responsibility and tolerance during the remaining election period. Therefore, the Excellence Observation Mission would like to commend the federal government of Nigeria and all other stakeholders for ensuring a peaceful and orderly election, thus making it a historic step for the strengthening of democracy and of good governance in Nigeria.
All eyes are on Nigeria as the people anxiously await the declaration of the results of the presidential and parliamentary elections held at the weekend. So far, the elections have been described as free, fair, and transparent, with pockets of violence recorded in some parts of the country. It is, however, not clear when the final results will be released by the INEC. Meanwhile, the ECOWAS election observation mission to Nigeria has described the current general election as being free, credible, and transparent. The mission said it is of the view that notwithstanding the challenges that have characterized the electoral process, the organization can be considered as generally acceptable. The head of the ECOWAS election observation mission and former president of Ghana, John Ajikum Kufuor, commended the maturity, patience, and sense of civic responsibility demonstrated by the electorate. The mission hopes that the same spirit of respect for order and discipline will characterize the rest of the electoral process. He charged Nigerians to maintain the high sense of responsibility and tolerance during the remaining election period. And we are joined on the line by Dr. Vladimir Intridanso, an international relations expert, to analyze the situation. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
So, what do you make of the election so far?
Well, so far, reports indicate that it has been free and fair, which I don't subscribe to. I've not been that kind of person who believe in external observer just coming in to see a few things and they say it's free and fair. There were 41 people who had been killed unnecessarily. Couldn't have been part of the free and fair. There are hitches in most of our elections, and we must talk to that. When observers come, they must tell us that those hitches are part of the things that we need to stem out and to, before we declare things free and fair. The freedom of people standing quietly does not mean that it has been that very free. Secondly, how fair are we saying it is when we haven't known the results? So, well, let us keep waiting and see the post-election situation before we say it's completely free and fair.
But then,
again,
yes,
I'm listening.
Oh, Mashirafa, I love you to continue. But there are also concerns that at least 41% is just a minute figure out of the majority of the whole lot.
Certainly. You know, and that is why some of us predicted that said that it was good the elections were postponed, because before then, not less than 20 million of the cards had not been distributed. And so if you watched out, if those cards had not been distributed, what would have been the percentage? And we knew that also because of the specificity of the situation in Nigeria, we were not going to get high voter turnout. And so that turnout is not surprising to me at all. My worries right now is the conflicting situation, the situation where each party is churning out untruth. The INEC has not come out with some figures, and people are churning out with figures. And then again, the interpretation is being given to some polling station results. If Buhari has won a polling station or some polling stations in Aso Rock, it has nothing to do with the final results. At the same time, if it is even true that 23 states, the head of state is leading in 23 states, whatever it is. It means nothing. If he's leading in some polling station in 23 states, it means nothing.
But is it not expected in elections?
No.
Until the INEC comes out to confirm or deny.
And this
these
is
speculations are expected.
It becomes difficult to accept results when you raise expectations, false expectations. So the use of the social media by political parties to churn out untruths. You say it should be expected. I'm saying it's not correct. It's absolutely not correct. It doesn't make the elections the so-called free and fair.
So how does INEC come in to correct these anomalies? How does INEC does that?
No, the point is that none of such figures should be taken for real. And but for the press, these are the things you pry on. And I'm saying it is very dangerous in elections. You raise the expectations of the followers of these political parties. And when the INEC now comes in, we have situations in Ivory Coast, it happened. In Ghana, we nearly were there. In several other places, such situations have created some kind of instability. And we're saying, unless things come from the INEC, no journalist will have to try and make analysis of some one or two police stations in Aso Rock. You know, in Ghana, rumors went around that all the military people who voted earlier had all voted against a certain political party. And these things are not very good. And these are the things we must watch in Nigeria, because the elections are like a do-and-die affair for Nigeria. It's the first time we are going for a very competitive kind of elections, and we must all pray that it goes very well.
You don't seem surprised about the conduct of the elections in Nigeria, are you?
Come again?
You are not surprised about the conduct. Are you surprised about the conduct of elections in Nigeria?
No. The way things are going, I had predicted them on some radio stations in Ghana about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I was predicting all these things, that we were going to have a Boko Haram hit at some places, and I think I predicted correctly. I was also saying that there would be several hitches, as we have been told, in some of the states, you know, and the opposition is calling for a rerun of some of the polling stations somewhere in the east. So I'm not surprised about all that is happening. I'm also expecting that there will be some post-election hitches, irrespective of the very fact that the two political giants have signed agreements and what they do not mean anything when the people really have confidence in the INEC. And so the most important thing in elections in our part of the world is to have confidence in that institution which is built for conducting elections. If the people don't have the confidence, and they have confidence in what you, the media people, churn out, and therefore they go on the streets, as happened in Ghana some time ago, then the confidence, the results would be disputed. I'm not surprised at all as what is happening in Nigeria right now.
Well, we keep our fingers crossed. We are told the results will be announced either when? Tomorrow or later today?
Yes, people are expecting it today. And I have told some radio stations that I will be surprised if the election results come today. If they come today, it will be a miracle. One. Two, it may not be accepted. So let's wait patiently for all the collation of all the results before I'm expecting it to be completed by tomorrow, not today.
All right. We keep our fingers crossed, and then when the results are announced, we'll get back to you for your analysis. Thank you very much, Dr. Vladimir Intridanso, an international relations expert who analyzed the Nigerian elections. Eugenia, take the next story.
The executive director of OneLab, Chukwukwe Mecca Eze, says despite pockets of violent reports in Nigeria's election, the country has proved critics wrong with the free and fair manner the elections were conducted. He said this has shown that Nigeria is still strong and more united and will not be separated by the elections. Mr. Eze believes Nigeria will still be united no matter who emerges the winner. Speaking to Gloria Anderson, Mr. Eze said the posture of the two key contenders after the declaration of the results will definitely determine the fate of Nigeria.
We have a very robust situation room monitoring the Nigerian election.
To the
disappointment of so many negative predictors, I think Nigeria is seemingly scaling through this process. I think so far so good. There has been a lot of logistical issues, but nothing to do with the credibility of the election. There has also been pockets of violence, but in a country as big as Nigeria, I think it's a plus because it can only deepen their democracy more. So we are hopefully and looking forward to the results.
Some form of opposition to whoever wins.
Well, I think tremendous work has been done, especially on the two key contenders, and I think they will accept the results. People are also working on them in terms of their emotions.
Not even them, but their supporters. For them,
No. Their posture is very key. Their posture will determine what their supporters will do. Once their posture is that of acceptance, of the results, then their supporters will be limited to the kind of post-election activities they will engage in, which can truncate the peace of the country.
The executive director of ONEP, Chukwueke Emeka, is talking to Gloria Anderson.